The all-new Power 102 and Tender Lover. There's the new one from Babyface, 225. Good afternoon. Dennis Rogers here with a very special guest. Welcome back to Jonesboro, Governor. How are you?
Fine, Dennis.
We really appreciate you taking time out of a very busy day. Big industrial announcement today, 300 new jobs for Jonesboro. That's got to be exciting for you as governor.
Really exciting. We announced today that the Swift Eckerd plant, which most of our people will know is Swiss food or butterball frozen turkeys.
Right.
It's going to open a plant here to do food processing, 300 new jobs. At the same time, they announced a big expansion of their plant up in Huntsville, Arkansas, 200 new jobs there. And this is only in the decade of the last, 8 years or so since I've been governor again. This is only the second time that a major Fortune 500 company has announced two plants on the same day in our state. It's a real testimonial to the people of Jonesboro, Northeast Arkansas, that they would do this. It's a great thing.
We appreciate your good words. We are going to keep it sort of light today. No political questions. We're not even going to ask you if you plan to run for the governor's office again.
Good.
We do know that you're real busy. You're traveling with a delegation from the Arkansas Industrial Development Commission, and we really thank you for stopping by on your busy schedule.
Well, this is industrial development, too. I mean, this is economic development. This new radio station.
Right.
You've got the tallest tower in Northeast Arkansas. I understand I'll be able to hear you down in Little Rock, and I'm an inveterate radio listeners.
Absolutely. In fact, we hope that you'll listen to us as you go back down to Little Rock. We just did install an 1,100-foot tower, the tallest one in this area. Extensive remodeling, as you can see, brand-new studios. Yep. And as you came in, you can see some of the remodeling work still going on. We are excited about the economic growth of Northeast Arkansas, and we're putting our commitment into Northeast Arkansas with the new tower and transmitter. Let's get back into a little bit more music, Governor. Would you mind introing the next song for us?
Yeah, I want to do this. I played with this guy once up in Michigan. This is Junior Walker and the All-Stars with an oldie goldie, What Does It Take to Win Your Love?
On the all-new Power 102. The all-new Power 102, along with Dennis Rogers and our special, I hate to call you a guest DJ, Governor, but...
I like it.
You told me earlier that this is one job that you thought you always wanted to have.
You bet. I like... Junior Walker still sounds good after all these years.
He sounds great. He sure does. And you got a chance to play with him in Detroit, right?
I did. We played Dancing in the Street together with Martha Reeves and the Vandellas and the Four Tops. It was wonderful.
That had to be thrilling for you. We also want to ask you a little bit about your daughter, Chelsea. She's 9 years old.
She's a fifth grade student at the Booker Arts Magnet School in Little Rock Public School System. And
great.
She's dancing and playing piano and looking forward to softball and soccer season.
And I know she's got to like today's music.
She loves music. She's
a
music
freak. We'd like to give you something to take back with you. We have a Power 102 T-shirt and a Kevin Page cassette that she can listen
thanks.
To.
You'll have me in good shape tonight when I get
great,
home.
Great, great. You know, with children, when you go out of town, you always come back and you got to have something for the kids.
You bet.
So we'll get you off the hook on that.
Thanks, man.
Again, Governor Clinton, we appreciate you being here very, very much, and we wish you the best of luck. And what do you think about the 90s for Arkansas? What do you see as on the positive side? I know the industrial growth in this sector of the state is good.
I feel good about it. I think that if you look at what's likely to happen in America with all these new people coming into the world free market system in Eastern Europe and Russia and all those countries, there should be a lot of prosperity. The areas which have suffered in the 1980s should be prime markets for new labor, new jobs, higher wages in the 1990s. If we continue to educate and train our people, not just in the public schools and the colleges, but also in the job training programs for the people who are working, I think the 90s will be very, very good. We're going to have some new challenges, especially in the environmental areas, solid waste, hazardous waste, clean water.
Right.
But if we can keep our state together and whole and clean, I think we're going to have a great 90s.
I agree with you. Thanks again. We appreciate you coming by, and the best of luck to you and your family.
Thank you. Hi, this is Governor Bill Clinton. How about those ASU Indians?